good throughout the rest of the day, including when people are commuting home. And indeed, over the days that follow, the people of London will see extra police officers armed and unarmed on our streets. This includes our officers working longer hours and extra shifts alongside our colleagues from British Transport Police in the City of London. And of course, as you're aware, we can call on the support of the military should we need to at a future point. We are also in the process of opening up our casualty bureau to help those people who are worried about friends and family who may have been caught up in the attack. Furthermore, we're reaching out to communities and community leaders across London to reassure them. Our strength as a city depends on our ability to stand together at such terrible times. If anyone sees anything suspicious or anything that causes concern, please do contact us. Don't hesitate. My thoughts are with all those who have been affected by today's attack. And as a service, we've lost one of our own as he acted to protect the public and his colleagues. This is a day we'd planned for, but we hope would never happen. Sadly, it's now a reality. We will continue to do all we can to protect the people of London. I'll take a couple of questions.
This question's been given.
We'll look for that.
Any
other arrests been made in relation to this incident?
There's a massive operation ongoing. I'm not going to discuss the operational sensitivities of that for reasons I'm sure you'll understand.
The officer that was attacked, was he one of the armed officers that protect Parliament?
One of the armed officers protecting Parliament, yes.
Just check this. You said that you should state to the police to the vehicle.
Clearly, over the noise of the helicopter, very difficult to hear the question being asked, but you'll get the reaction.
As you'll understand the situation, when you've had such an awful incident take place on Westminster Bridge, the reports will be confused with many different and varying accounts, and we're still working our way through that. We're satisfied at this stage that it looks like there was only one attacker, but it'd be foolish to be overconfident so early on. So, as I've said, for a precautionary basis, we're locking down the area and doing all necessary searches so we can be completely confident everyone is safe.
Beyond the police...
Sorry.
...places to watch out for later this evening.
So, what we're saying to the public is, please be vigilant, no reason to be alarmed, but vigilant on your way home, call us if you've got any concerns, and you will see more police officers armed and unarmed out on the streets of London.
Sorry. As well as the police officer and the suspected assailant who have died, the other two people who died, did they die on Westminster Bridge, or did they die in the Parliament area?
That's my understanding at the moment. As you understand with these incidents, casualty numbers and details can be a bit confused, but I believe they died on the bridge. One more question, the gentleman behind.
Was the attack
So clearly our investigation is now going forward, and I'm not going to give you any details on that for obvious reasons.
Can you tell us more about the officer who died?
We've got an awful situation. Officer's been killed. People sat down with his family. It'd be wrong for me to give details now.
That's Mark Rowley, the acting Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, speaking outside New Scotland Yard. You're listening to BBC Radio Kent and our special coverage tonight of the Westminster terror attack. With the latest update on that, here's Eliza Phillips.
Four people have died, including a police officer, after what Scotland Yard says is a terror attack in central London. A woman who died was among several pedestrians struck by a car on Westminster Bridge before it crashed into railings. The BBC understands that the Foreign Office Minister Tobias Elwood spent 15 minutes giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to the officer, but he died. Richard Tice described what he saw as he came out of Westminster Tube.
I was ushered onto the bridge, Westminster Bridge, where I saw, looking up and down the length of the whole bridge, at least eight figures lying on the ground on the west pavement of the bridge. And it appears that a car mounted the pavement on the south side of the bridge and, did deliberately strike into numerous individuals, leaving them on the ground before crashing in at the north end of the bridge.
Well, eyewitnesses reported seeing a black SUV driving into several people on Westminster Bridge before crashing into those railings. It's thought between 4 and 12 people have been injured. The former Polish Foreign Minister, Radosław Sikorski, was travelling across Westminster Bridge and saw a car hit the people.
I heard what I thought was just a collision, and then I looked through the window of the taxi and I saw someone down, obviously in great distress, and then I saw a second person down, and then I saw three more people down, one of them bleeding profusely. So what I saw was an incident involving at least five people seriously injured, mowing down. I saw five people down.
Well, a woman was pulled out of the river alive but with serious injuries. Here's the Dover and Deal MP Charlie Elphick.
People here are clearly really shocked, really stunned at this, what appears to be an attack on Parliament.
I probably shouldn't be.
As we get more information, as things unfold, we'll have a better idea as to what the nature of this attack is, whether it's a lone person, whether it is an organised form of attack.
Well, Downing Street said that Theresa May is safe and wasn't involved in the incident. The French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have both expressed their support and solidarity with Britain. Three French teenagers were among the injured. We'll bring you more on this developing story as we get it. Well, now with a look at the weather, here's Rachel.
Overnight tonight, there'll be further weeks of rain, temperatures of around 2 or 3 degrees. Again, a breezy wet start to the day tomorrow. Slightly brighter by the afternoon, certainly drier. Highs of 10 or 11, but it stays chilly. We're going to be seeing westerly winds still around 15 to 20 miles per hour.
You're listening to BBC Radio Kent. It's now 9 minutes past six.
Drive Time with Dominic King.
BBC Radio Kent. It's all here.
It's the day we planned for but hoped would never happen. The words of the country's most senior counter-terrorism officer, Mark Rowley, outside Scotland Yard a short time ago. Police now tell us 4 people have died in an attack near the Houses of Parliament. One of those was a police officer. Around 20 people have been injured, including when a car ploughed into pedestrians on Westminster Bridge. A woman was pulled out of the River Thames alive, but with serious injuries. Sir Roger Gale, one of our many MPs who has been in the chamber inside the Commons since around about 3 o'clock, is back with me now. Sir Roger Gale, just your reaction to what has happened today in our capital city.
Sheer horror. I mean, the first thing one has to say is that our thoughts have to be with the families of the police officer and those who have died and also the injured and their families. It is, as you said, as I think the police officer said, it was the day that we planned for but hoped would never happen. But others have said it's not going to be if but when, and when has been today, and it is the day that we've all feared.
Inside the Commons, when this happened, I chatted to you after 3 o'clock this afternoon as it had started to develop and we understood what was going on. But can you just give us an idea, for those just listening and tuning in, what was happening inside that building while that tragedy was happening outside?
I was downstairs in my office, which is adjacent to Speaker's Court, which in turn is just off New Palace Yard. There were 4 bangs, which we now know to have been shots from firearms. At the same time, the division bell rang, and most of us headed up or into the chamber to vote. And we were halfway through the vote when it became apparent that something had gone very badly wrong indeed. We were locked in, all the doors were locked, the chamber was sealed off, and still is, and even now there are, I should think, several hundred members of Parliament locked in the chamber and the 2 voting lobbies and the members' lobby. Some of the people in the rest of the building have been decanted and moved over to Westminster Abbey. But the news has trickled through here. The whole place, very shortly after the incident, was swarming with armed police who were clearly sweeping right through the building. There is the concern, and I think there still is the concern, that there may be more than one assailant and therefore more than one person perhaps potentially in hiding somewhere in the Palace of Westminster.
I hear as well in Westminster Abbey, something like 1,000 people are inside that building as the police try to piece together what was seen in the vicinity of the area. Lots of eyewitness statements being taken.
Well, I believe that a lot of members of the House of Lords particularly have been evacuated, along with quite a lot of school children, because at the end of the House of Lords block, there is a wonderful, normally wonderful educational establishment, and lots and lots and lots of school children come through daily. So I think they've all been moved across the road into Westminster Abbey. They're trying as far as they can to clear the site to then sweep it and make absolutely certain that there's nobody in hiding anywhere in the building. But you'll appreciate, this this is a building with 2.5 miles of corridor. It is full of nooks and crannies and cubby holes. You could hide here for months and nobody would know you were here.
And Sir Roger, in a place seen as the mother of all parliaments, security as a result of what is happening, because we mustn't say it's over because we don't know, what do you think will happen? This is a place which you yourself have told me on many occasions is a place that welcomes people to come and be part of that parliamentary system, to come in from outside and walk into the building.
We can't allow it to change, because the moment we allow it to change, the terrorists have won. This is a place of access. It's a place where people can come and see and hear law being made, justice being dispensed. It's always been open to the public, and it must remain open to the public. Clearly, there are precautions. Of course there are. And we are surrounded by very brave people, one of whom, sadly, lost their life earlier this afternoon. They do their absolute level best to protect us, and will continue to do so. But you can't, Dom, you can't protect against everything, can you? If somebody is determined enough, as we've seen this afternoon, they didn't get right through, but they got partially through, and somebody sacrificed their lives to stop them getting right through.
And as we heard from the most senior counter-terrorism officer in the country, Mark Rowley, a short time ago, one of those involved being a parliamentary police officer, one of those who guards you and others inside Parliament, and a person you may well have spoken to or know.
Absolutely, almost certainly. I mean, as I've said before, this is one big family, and there's a huge affection on all sides for all the people that are part of that family and the people that work in this building. I wind my window down in my car every night that I drive out and I leave this building and say goodnight. And I get a cheery goodnight and take care, sir, you know, on the way home. It's quite when I came in this morning, there were two police officers on the gate. I don't know what time their shift finishes, you know, but it could be one of those people. These are people that we know and love.
Sir Roger Gale, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thanks.
North Thames MP Sir Roger Gale.
And the Counter-Terrorism Command are carrying out a full-scale investigation into the events today. The attack started when a car was driven over Westminster Bridge, hitting and injuring a number of members of the public, also including three police officers, on their way back from a commendation ceremony. The car then crashed near to Parliament, and at least one man, armed with the knife, continued the attack and tried to enter Parliament. Sadly, I can confirm that now four people have died. That includes the police officer who was protecting Parliament and one man we believe to be the attacker who was shot by a police firearms officer. The officer's family have been made aware. At least 20 people have been injured. As part of long-established and well-rehearsed plans, Parliament has been locked down and the Met responded in line with our plans for a marauding terrorist attack. That response included uniformed and specialist firearms officers. We now, of course, have an ongoing operation, and whilst we currently believe there was only one attacker, I'm sure the public will understand us taking every precaution in locking down and searching the area as thoroughly and exhaustively as possible. And I know that the officials working within Parliament and public in the area completely understand the need to do this, and I thank them for their patience and their support. This investigation has the full weight and expertise of the Counter-Terrorism Command behind it. And if there are people who saw the events unfold today that haven't yet spoken to us, I would urge them to get in touch. A crime scene will remain in place in the affected areas in Westminster, and it is understand it's vital we carry out a painstaking investigation to recover all the possible evidence. Looking forward, throughout the rest of the day, including when people are commuting home, and indeed over the days that follow, the people of London will see extra police officers armed and unarmed on our streets. This includes our officers working longer hours and extra shifts alongside our colleagues from British Transport Police in the City of London. And of course, as you're aware, we can call on the support of the military should we need to at a future point. We are also in the process of opening up our casualty bureau to help those people who are worried about friends and family who may have been caught up in the attack. Furthermore, we're reaching out to communities and community leaders across London to reassure them. Our strength as a city depends on our ability to stand together at such terrible times. If anyone sees anything suspicious or anything that causes concern, please do contact us. Don't hesitate. My thoughts are with all those who have been affected by today's attack, and as a service, we've lost one of our own as he acted to protect the public and his colleagues. This is a day we've planned for, but we hope will never happen. Sadly, it's now a reality. We will continue to do all we can to protect the people of London.
So that's the latest on a very, very sad day.